Buck Martinez in Arlington. How you doing, Buck?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Very good. Buck, good. Let me ask you something. Are pitchers born either starters or relievers for the most part?
No. Now, we have a lot of history of guys that have made transition, of course. And there are two that are really prominent, John Smoltz and Dennis Eckersley, have been both very successful in both roles. But I know you're referring to Ishmael Rogers, who
maybe
a starter. Yeah. He's got a little swagger when he's a starter, and he looks pretty good, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks good. It's scaring me a bit, Buck, because he is looking this strong, and they're stretching him out more and more and more. I'm just, based on Jay's history the last year and a half, you expect the bad thing to happen soon. I'm very nervous. I love what I see. I think we all do. It also makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, but you know what? He comes from a different organization, so his foundation is different. So he's, you know, we don't know much about him other than he's a good athlete. He looks great, and I think he's getting better with every start. He's got a tremendous aptitude for learning pitches, and he picked up two seamer quickly from Pat Henkin. And the other day in the dugout, as you may have heard on the broadcast last night, he asked Jack Morris how he threw his forkball. So he wants to get better. He wants to learn from the best. And if you got Jack Morris around, shame on you if you don't ask him a few things.
Yeah, that's a great sign. As soon as you said that, the eyes pop out and say, that sounds like a smart kid.
Yep. No, he's an exceptional kid. He's very much wanting to keep hold of this starting opportunity. And I think, last night's good indication of what he's capable of doing.
We had a clip pulled. We haven't played it as of yet, but we had a clip pulled of Ishmael talking. And the one thing that struck me that I'd like to hear, Buck, was he wants the ball. He desperately wants the ball. And when they said, we've been rained out here in the Windy City, we're going to Arlington, it could have easily been Mark Burley. What was the decision behind going back to Ishmael Rogers? And is that vote of confidence, could it pay a little more dividends than just seven very strong against a pretty good Rangers team?
Yeah, I think so. Now, there's a couple of factors that went into that decision. First factor was Josh Johnson had a blister after his last start. It gives him an extra day to heal. The next two starters, there are no spring chickens in Mark Burley and R.A., so why not give them an extra day's rest? I think we're starting to see signs that the pitching is coming around a little bit, but, you know, the last night was just the third time all season long. The Blue Jays had back-to-back seven-inning starts, so it's few and far between. But now, with Wong and Rogers and Mark Burley throwing better, and, R.A. Dickey has shown signs of being better, I think hopefully they can start stringing seven-inning starts together, because that's when you can really take advantage of this great bullpen. And I'm going to say this bullpen has been great.
Yeah,
here. Justin Grimm, Mark Burley is a pitching matchup tonight in Arlington. Buck Martinez will have the call 8 o'clock on Sportsnet. Buck, going back just a few answers earlier when we're talking about Rogers, you mentioned he's from a different organization.
Right.
How do the Jays?
He went from Colorado. He went to Cleveland. Uh huh.
How do the Jays treat pitchers in their system compared to other teams? Is there a difference?
Well,
is there something you can point at?
I think in general, what's happened is that the industry has backed off pitching so much. And, you know, I am a old school guy, come from a different generation of baseball, and guys used to learn how to pitch by pitching into the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. And when you learn how to pitch when you're tired, you learn how to pitch when you understand you're not throwing 93 anymore. You learn how to pitch when you've got a little sink because you are tired. I'm not suggesting you ever pitch a young pitcher when they're tired, when they're fatigued. But, you know, what's the goal is to get starters to go late in the ballgame, and you can't learn by pitching five innings. And another thing that happens in the minor leagues, and this is universal, I'm not just pointing out the Blue Jays, I've talked to a lot of people. When you get in the minor leagues and you start pitching and you throw three and four innings, it doesn't do anything for you. You know, you're out of the game before you're ever taxed. You might not have a bad inning. You might not have a tough out. You might not experience any of those things. I think you have to stay out there and pitch and learn how to pitch and learn many different situations. And, you know, you asked me earlier about starters and relievers. You know what? The great starters, the great relievers all began as starters. You look at Raleigh Fingers and Goose Gossage and Terry Forrester, and you know, they were all starters at the beginning. They learned how to pitch as starters, and they took that. Even Mariano Rivera was a starter. So they learned how to pitch by pitching 7, 8, 9 innings, and they took that knowledge into short-inning situations, became great closers.
Buck Martinez joining us here on Tim and Sid. Speaking of 7, 8, 9 innings, that's what people wanted from Mark Burley. Didn't get it early in his Blue Jays career, but Dirk Hayhurst has been on here a couple of times and thinks that he's turned the corner. Are you in that camp?
Well, I don't know what Dirk said about him, but I know where he turned the corner was in Tampa Bay after he gave up 7 runs in that inning. It was as if he threw his hat down in the dugout and said, okay, I've had enough of that nonsense. But he has turned the corner, and, you know, he's done it himself. He's not a guy that likes to practice a lot. He doesn't think he needs to practice. You know, and this goes back to the Tommy John and Jim Cott era where those guys went out. And you know what? You see guys throwing long toss. You see guys throwing 120 feet. Well, you know, the guys that pitched for years and years and years and had a lot of success always pitched from 60 feet, 6 inches. And they pitched off the mound. There wasn't any flat ground. It was all off the mound. Where are you going to do your work? You're going to do your work from 60 feet, 6 inches. So where should you practice? 60 feet, 6 inches. So you can master that distance. And that's the old Johnny Sane theory. You throw two bullpens in between pitching because you're going to recreate what it is to pitch. How many times during a Major League broadcast do you hear announcers say, he has a repeatable delivery? Well, you get a repeatable delivery by throwing from the mound several times.
By repeating it.
You don't have to throw 100%. It's like a bowler. What's a bowler do? He rolls the ball down every day the same way. A golfer. That's what he's trying to accomplish. And, well, pitchers are the same caps.
So, I guess, Buck, the follow-up to that is, I mean, you're hearing a lot about side sessions and bullpen sessions, and it's getting to the point, and Tim and I kind of went down this road a while ago, where it's just, from the Jays' perspective, it's a rhetoric thing to reassure. It's just a line that they're giving people to say, well, you know, things are going well in off days, and we're prepping, and you know, I feel good going into this start. Was that a thing in your day? A good side session, a good bullpen session.
Do you know what my starters did when I first came up in Kansas City in 1969?
What's that?
They threw batting practice in between starts.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
From 60 feet, 6 inches.
What is that? Yeah. So what does that recreate? Pitching in a game.
Yeah.
So they had feedback from their own hitters. Their hitters could see breaking balls, fastballs, and everything else, and they threw batting practice in between starts.
That's closer to a simulated game than a simulated game is to a simulated game.
Yeah.
it was regular batting practice. Yeah. Yeah.
That's very interesting.
They weren't full speed. They weren't, trying to get the guys out. They were trying to work on their pitches, locating their pitches, getting the spin on their breaking ball and all that. You know, and everybody says, well, that's old school. Well, you know what? Old school worked for a long, long time.
Yep. Yeah. It's funny. I wish we had more time to have that conversation. Maybe we'll have it on another day.
Call me back.
Yeah, we will.
We will. Don't threaten us, Buck. We will call you back.
Always appreciate it, though, Buck. Have a great call tonight, and we'll call you back soon.
All right, fellas. Thanks.